Hi, everybody. Good evening.
Good evening，大家今天晚安。今天呢，我们的直播呢会用英文的方式来进行。那当然中间呢，我也会穿插一些中文，所以不用怕听不懂。而且最重要的，我们今天还会讲一些 non-verbal 的一些礼仪是什么呢？就是非口语的，就是你一些行为啊，然后你脸上的表情啊，还有你肢体的动作，该怎么样做呢？能够不失礼，不失礼是一件超级重要的事情。无论呢你是在台湾或是到国际呢，这都是很重要的。So today I'm very honored to invite my friend.
Thank you. Gracias. Thank you so much for having me.
Orchis Roy。好，那今天为什么会请到 Orchis Roy 这位国际礼仪老师来跟大家做直播呢？因为其实 Laura 在过去这几年，就是在外面江湖闯荡了这么多年呢，其实我觉得，常常会遇到来自于不同文化的人。那你要怎么样跟这些人去做一些交流，然后又不会很失礼？该握手还是不该握手呢？所以今天呢，就请 Orchis Roy 来跟我们来讲解一下。So, Orchis, can you introduce yourself? Like, what is your background and why are you teaching the ethic right now?
I think absolutely. Okay, so first and foremost, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Again, my name is Orchis Roy, and I'm from the Philippines. I've been living here in Dubai for 16 years now, and I came here to Dubai for a work opportunity, which was a role in pharmaceutical sales. I've been doing that for 5 years in the Philippines, and then we were the first batch of Filipinos working here as pharmaceutical reps. Then a year and a half later, I joined Emirates as a flight attendant. And that's when my journey of my interest and my passion for teaching and training actually started.
By that
Because
time.
when I was trained by the Emirates, we call it a training academy, I was really inspired by the trainers of how they teach their new newly recruited cabin crew. And that's when I realized, you know what, this is something that I want to do in the future. I don't want to be a flight attendant forever. So my goal is to become a trainer. So in 2015, I became a cabin crew trainer, where I train newly recruited cabin crew how to do service inside the airplane, as we say it, onboard the aircraft, how to do breakfast service, how to set up the cards, lunch service, all of that. And as well, I train them how to put on their makeup, so the Egyptian uniform, how to wear the uniform properly, their hair. As you know, Emirates is very, very strict. As with any other Asian
That's
airline,
right.
we're very, very strict with how our cabin crew would present the brand. So I train them with that aspect of the being a cabin crew.
Let me explain a little bit. 所以大家各位同学们，你们记不记得 OK 是从哪里来的？他在一开始的时候有介绍过，他是来自于菲律宾，然后他来杜拜已经18年的时间了。而且他刚开始来呢，其实跟任何的礼仪的练习啊，或者是那什么飞行员啊，一点关系都没有，因为他是在一个 pharmacy，就是在一个医药行业工作。他们算是很早一批呢，就从菲律宾来的这个医药公司，他们来做一些服务这样子。那我觉得也很有趣。后来他就因缘际会了，然后就可能考上了许许多多女孩子们梦寐以求的工作。Flight attendant. Now, so how many years that you've been working in as a cabin
Five
crew,
years.
and then you turn to the training?
So 12 years in total, because as a trainer, well, Emirates doesn't hire full-time trainers for cabin crew, so they actually want their trainers also flying. Yeah, so that we get firsthand experience to share with our learners, our students. So you know, it's relatable. So what we experience on board, we share it to our learners
I see
so
the
that the
trend.
learners can, you know, really visualize what it is to work on board the aircraft,
mm-hmm.
and we share our stories and our experiences.
Yeah.
So to make the training more relatable.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I see. Mm-hmm. 所以总共在他十二年的这个飞行的服务时间里面呢，他其实一开始是很单纯的作为这个飞行的乘务员，然后之后呢，他就开始发现不行，人生不能够一直做同样的事情，到了一定的阶段，你一定要转职，要转型。那怎么样在他的行业里面能够，无论是进一步，或者更上一层楼，或者做一些更多元化的。 服务呢，他就决定开始从事作为这个 training trainer 的工作，就是他可能是以自己的经验，类似像学姐带学妹这样子的经验呢，去传承到他们的其他更年轻或者更新进来的这些乘务员之后，他后来呢就干脆就做更多，不只是train他自己的。So you don't only train your own Emirates, right? Or you train for others? I remember you train.
So Emirates cabin crew.
Yeah.
And also Dinata, the ground staff. So
oh,
those
the
staff
top.
That you see at the airport.
Okay.
So from the check-in counter.
Oh, you also need to train that.
Yes, I train. Oh. Yes. I train the ground staff with their image and grooming.
Okay.
So how to wear the uniform properly.
Yes, yes.
The
yes.
makeup, because we have standard colors. They cannot just use
Right.
other color.
Right.
So
okay.
we have a specific colors that they can use
mm-hmm.
and also specific hairstyle.
Okay.
That they're allowed to.
For me, it feels so tiresome.
That's actually very enjoyable.
Really?
Yes. You know, the training part.
Okay. 包含就是颜色，然后整体的形象，然后你的衣服. So I think Emirates like the red color, right?
Yes. Well, the red hat.
The red.
So
hat.
The uniform is beige, like the color of the sand, the desert.
Oh, yeah. And then, the sand.
Remember that the color is like beige and then big stripe.
Yeah.
So it's blazer and skirt, but the red hat and
with
the white scarf.
Yeah. 所以我不知道大家有没有做过那个阿联酋航空，他们的特色就是超显明的，他们就是大红的帽子，然后这边还会拉着一条类似像围巾这样子，然后像丝巾这样子围下来，然后身上的这个服装呢是像沙子一样这样子的，偏土黄，然后有点偏那个Milton White。 米黄色这样子，对，所以刚刚呢，Organ他有跟我们讲到，就是其实不只是在飞机上面的这个 cabin crew， 他们需要有一套的，要很注意自己的这个端庄，就是 on the ground， 就地勤人员呢，其实从你 check in 的那一刻开始呢，他们的应对进退全部都是经过训练的。那 Organ 呢，他其实就是在训练这些所有的航空业相关的这些工作人员。 So this is your background.
That's correct. Yeah.
And after 12 years, you started to think about something else.
Yes. Actually, before I set up my business earlier this year, I joined a private jet. Again,
A private jet for whom?
Yes. So there's a company here. It's called Jetex. So they're also quite popular here,
Yeah.
especially during COVID, during the pandemic,
Yeah.
where most of the commercial airlines closed. And there's no
Oh,
flight. So a
okay.
lot of private jets are doing very well
Yeah,
because
right.
people rent private jet to go somewhere. Or sometimes businessmen, you know, they chip in, like they rent one aircraft which has 10 seats, and they will say, they will post it on LinkedIn or Facebook and say, "Hey, we're going to Bombay. We have 8 seats available. Who wants to come and join us? The flight will be this day." And people are willing to pay because, again, there's no flight. There's no
That's
commercial flight.
funny.
So at that time, private jets are booming.
就在过去这3到4年，全球的流行病流行的同时，我们大家都不敢出门的同时，但是呢，还是有一批人他可能因为工作上面的需要，或者是想要旅游之类，他需要出国，怎么办呢？没关系，大的航空公司不开，没有航线，总是会有生存的方式，所以呢，就出现了许许多多那些私人的包机行程，所以后来呢，Orkin他就在这个私人的包机的这个地方工作。
And earlier this year, March to be specific, I set up my business. It's called Etiquette for Everyone.
Yes.
The reason why I named my company Etiquette for Everyone, because I strongly believe that in every culture, everyone is entitled to learn about etiquette, whether you're rich, poor, young, old, you're a boy or girl. And every culture actually has their own set of, you know, etiquette or social norms that they follow. In fact, in a lot of Asian cultures,
yes,
we have a lot of etiquette that up until this day we still follow and we still respect.
Right. Yeah.
So that's the reason why I called my company Etiquette for Everyone.
Okay, that's cool. 所以在今年三月的时候呢 ，Orchis 呢，他就决定自己来创业。因为在过去这十几年的时候，他在飞机上面，无论是在空中或是在地勤，其实都看到了形形色色的人哦，来自于各个不同的国家，每个国家都有自己的文化。然后他也看到，就是说该怎么样应对进退，尤其是在他的行业里面，其实这个应对进退是一个无敌重要的事情，因为你可能一个动作不小心错了，或是一句话一个字不小心说了让人家觉得不舒服的时候呢，哎，那有可能就是很开心的乘客就变奥客了这样子。所以呢他对于这种文化的敏感度特别的强。那在今年三月的时候呢，他就决定创业，开启了自己叫做 Etiquette for All， 就是礼仪 for everyone， 每个人呢，无论你的年纪啊，无论你的文化国家，甚至于你的种族，还有就是你的生活的形式，无论是怎么样，其实都应该要学习。OK， 然后等一下我们会介绍一些在各个不同层面上面去切入，说，哎，这样子的时候我们该怎么做，或是这个时候我们该要有什么样子的方式来跟别人交往交际。OK， great， so let's go into our topic today， etiquette. From my understanding, it's a way that how you respond, how you interact with another person.Correct?
Okay. So this is very, very interesting because for a lot of people, they always associate etiquette with manners.
Yeah, that's me. That's me.
So there's a big difference.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah?
So if we say about etiquette, etiquette actually, the word originated in France. It's a French word, but as a meaning in modern times, it means about rules.A set of rules that a specific culture or a specific group of people follow.
Okay. Yeah.
Manners, on the other hand, is something inside us that we feel.
Okay.
That how to be considerate, how to be respectful. So, for example, you as a person, you go to a formal dinner party.
Yes.
Let's say a wedding.
Yeah.
And they're giving fine, like formal dinner, where there's a lot of cutleries in front of you.
Yeah.
You might not know your fine dining etiquette because you were not taught. You don't know which cutlery to use, where you should start. You don't know your etiquette, you know, the rules. But on that table, you were talking to people around you.
Yes,
you're very, you know, caring. Is everything okay? You have manners when you're eating. Right.You're not opening your mouth. Mm-hmm. So that's the big difference.
Right.
Etiquette, but they're always associated
in
almost like the same meaning. So again, how I see etiquette, just like how we have traffic rules.
Yes.
You know, when you see green, that means go. And when you see amber, that means slow down.
Okay.
To make sure that we don't have collision.
Yeah.
We don't bump into each other. So these are the set of rules that we need to follow, the traffic rules, so that we don't have any collision. So etiquette is somewhat the same like that.
Yes.
We have to follow some set of rules
that
are tried and tested to make sure that everyone will have a, let's say, nice dinner or respectable dinner.
I just have this image in my head when you talk about the traffic.On the road, how you should follow the etiquette or the manner. So etiquette is that you follow the red line, green line, yellow line.
Yes.
And the manner is like you don't curse on others.
Yes, that's correct. And being patient. Yes. Like, for example, someone used their indicator to turn right. You give way.
Yeah.
You don't speed up or not let that person go in your lane. So again, so that's the difference between etiquette and manners. Yeah.
So let me ask everyone. Sure.所以我想问一下哦，大家，因为刚刚呢 ，Orchid 他有跟我们解释一下什么是 etiquette， 然后是一个法文字这样子。那其实我一开始会觉得说礼仪，国际礼仪这件事情，那应该就是我们要有礼貌嘛，就是感觉我们就是要很就是很 well mannered 这样子。可是跟 Orchid 有跟我们解释到，其实礼仪跟礼貌这是有很大的差别跟不同。 大家也许可以花几秒钟的时候，现在很快速的在你的心里面想一下，礼仪跟礼貌到底有什么不同呢？我可以到了一个西餐的很正式的西餐的场合里面，然后我看到我前面的摆盘有好几个盘子啊，叠在上面啊，然后有好几副叉子跟汤匙。我可能因为我没有学过像这样子一种西式的用餐礼仪，所以我不知道什么时候吃什么东西该用什么叉子。那这样子的这种特定的学习呢，它就是一种礼仪的学习。可是就算我不知道这个礼仪的学习，我还是可以很有礼貌啊，因为礼貌呢，它其实是发自内心的我们自己的一种价值观，我们如何跟别人交往。比如说我在这个餐桌上面，我会很有礼貌的跟我对面跟我旁边的人打招呼说话，这就是一种礼貌，发自内心的，而不是所谓的礼仪。所以这两者还是有所差别的。或者是说呢，你在路上开车的时候，那你要遵守交通规则，这样特定的一套行为的准则呢，它其实就是一种礼仪的规范。但是呢，如果我说，哎，打灯，我想不想让他？或者是说呢，我开车我要不要超速？或者是呢，别人如果超速我的时候，我不要给他大骂说他是什么什么什么之类，像这种呢，它就是属于礼貌。所以原来礼仪跟礼貌还是有蛮大的不同的。I try to explain in
Yes,
Chinese.
sure, yes.
Yes. So today, I know like in etiquette, there are like so many things that we can learn. You can have the traffic aspect, like as you said, we can have the dining etiquette, 用餐的这个礼仪. So we can have like different kind of things. We cannot talk about all today, but today I think at the beginning we can talk about the non-verbal etiquette, right? 其实礼仪包含了很多很多的层面哦，就像我们刚刚其实就提到了有交通啊、用餐啊，然后等等等等的礼仪。
Yeah, even now there's a Zoom etiquette, right?
OK，对，
Yeah,
现在我们还有一个就是视讯的
yes. Before in the olden days, we don't have this Zoom etiquette, but since
No.
the pandemic happened and a lot of kids are going through online learning,
Yeah.
they say your teacher is talking, make sure your mic is on mute. Yes,
Exactly,
and then
right.
only unmute if you want to speak and if you want to share your idea of your question. You click the
Raise your
raise,
hand.
yes,
Yeah,
right?
raise your
But we don't
hand.
have this before. So again,
Exactly.
etiquette is evolving. Some
Yeah.
etiquette in the olden days doesn't work at the moment. I think now people are becoming more relaxed and more
Yeah.
accommodating.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a lot of etiquette that's evolving. I've mentioned Zoom, and now with same-sex marriages,
Yeah,
there's also an
okay.
etiquette, a proper way how you address them, and even
Okay,
through
yeah.
email. There's a lot. There's a lot.
Yes,
Yeah,
a little bit too much. So many things that you have to be aware.
True.
我觉得刚刚 Orton 他讲了一个很有趣的，就是其实我们现在就在做这个远距离的教学，或者是在做这个，无论是线上的课程啊，或是我们在做直播，那这些呢，都是在这几年一个新兴的产业，然后有一个新兴的礼仪，一套礼仪出现。比如说，我们要学会在人家在讲者在说话的时候，我们可能要自己知道要关掉自己的麦克风，然后当你想要表达意见的时候，你要学习怎么样按那个举手键，然后呢，轮流发言。There's one
Yes.
thing I think for me is like super important, but I don't know, somehow a lot of people not following is
Yeah.
that camera. When you're having a Zoom meeting, a lot of people, especially younger generation, they just don't turn on the camera.
Yes.
And I don't know who I'm talking
Yeah.
to.
I know it's that's really challenging at first. Again, if you're the one. This is my take, and in my experience, I've attended a lot of webinars.
Yeah.
You have to basically set the tone or set the rules.
Yes.
Yes. So if you prefer to be speaking to your audience, so at the beginning or on your
Yeah.
invite or at the beginning of the webinar, you can tell them,
Yeah.
guys, I really want to see,
Yeah.
all your faces because I want to basically talk to real
Yes.
person and I want some engagement. I want
Yeah.
to see that you're actually understanding what we have been talking. Some people doesn't mind. Then again, so it's again, depends on the host,
Yeah.
how they want it. So you have to set the rules.
Yeah, okay. 对，所以我觉得就是因为很多东西它可能是一些新的习惯，如果我们想希望对方怎么样，我们可能要自己去设定一些规则这样子。所以呢，上拉瓦老师的课记得要开。 camera, okay? So yes. I just remind everybody, if they That's go to correct. My class, they should turn on their camera.
Absolutely. And you know what? I would share this. I've been observing my husband. Whenever he has meetings with his team or even with, you know, the leadership team,
yeah,
everyone turns on the camera.
Yeah.
In a professional setting,
yes,
it's a must.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, your boss will be there.
Yeah.
You know, everyone, all the managers will be there. So that is the polite way to do,
yeah,
to turn your computer on. But if you're attending a webinar, for example, for a group of 100 or 500 people, I think, yes, turning off your camera is acceptable.
Yeah. And I think this, all the parents should be aware. This is like super important. I really care about this so much.
Yeah.
家长一定要记得提醒自己的小朋友，因为这要从小我们就要养成这个习惯，因为其实这个真的是会让其他的人可以当场看到，就是说哎，这个孩子跟大人的状况。但如果你是参与一个很多人的十几十个人百人的这样子的一种聚会，那当然就没有关系，就不插你这个镜头。但是呢，如果我们今天是在一个比较小型的，然后每个人都会知道彼此是谁的这样的状态之下呢，开镜头很重要。然后我再提醒，就是 I want to remind again, because the position of the camera is like on the top of the monitor.
Yes, yes.
So most of the time, so you will see the forehead of the students here.
Yes. Yeah.
So this
you
is...
You should teach them, yes.
Yeah, so I try...
To adjust their camera.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's also part of the etiquette, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So I also try to teach my students and especially my son.
Absolutely.
Like,
yes.
Yeah, you should adjust it.
That's yes. That's true.
Yeah. Okay. So talking about the nonverbal.
Okay. Now we have already noticed that the world is becoming very small.
Yes.
Yeah. A lot of people moving from one country to another to find work opportunities.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm sure in Taiwan, there's a lot of expats living and staying there. So it's very important to learn essential body language to make sure that you don't upset other culture.
Yeah,
to make sure that, you know, you can empathize and also to understand other cultures.
Yes.
I think that's a very, very important thing for our children to learn, especially at this day and age. So, for example, when we train our cabin crew, we hired over 150 nationalities to work as cabin crew. Unlike back home, where, for example, Philippine Airlines, all our cabin crew are all Filipinos.
Okay.
Yeah, there's so we know our culture.
Yeah.
So if they're, you know, we know how to serve our own people.
Yes.
But working for an international airline, especially in the Middle East, where they hire basically all nationalities, because the airline flies to everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to teach, to train this cabin crew from different culture how to interact, how to talk, how to communicate with people from different parts of the world, from other culture, to make sure that they don't upset them.
Yeah.
So one of the major factors in your communication, which is very, very important, is your body language.
Yeah.
As you know, communication consists of three parts. Yeah. Your words, your ways, like how you say it.
Uh-huh.
And lastly, is your body language.
Okay.
Your body language actually is 55%.
55%.
Of the total. Yeah. It's very, very important. That includes, are you smiling?
Yeah. Right.
Yes. Your eye contact, are you looking at the person when you're talking?
Yes.
How about your hands, your body, all of this, you know, includes, comprises the body language.
Yeah.
Now, other culture, it might be acceptable for them. For example, here in Middle East, a lot of people, they go like this, like, wait. It means wait.
Obviously, wait.
Yes, wait. Okay. Or, wait. Or slowly, normally they say wait.
Yeah.
But for Italian, when they go like this, they like, what else do you want? Yeah.
What do you want?
What else do you want?
Yeah.
Some things like Japanese, they say like this for money.
Yeah.
And universally, people would understand that this
okay,
one.
Yeah.
Okay. So you don't want to confuse your passenger or your customer or someone from that culture that you're trying to say, it's okay. And it's not money. Another thing which is upsetting for other culture, like a lot of people would say like, this is okay, or well done.
Yeah.
Like, well done.
Yeah.
But in a lot of Middle Eastern or in Iran,
this is okay, wait, don't tell us the answer. Let me ask everyone first. Okay，所以呢，因为Orkin他是在航空业嘛，那所以他们当然会接触到的人呢，就各形形色色的这样子。那尤其是在中东，像如果今天是在菲律宾航空，那机组上面的成员可能就都是菲律宾人，那菲律宾人他当然就很清楚知道说，诶，那他要怎么样去服务他自己的同样国家的人。 那像在台湾呢，我们可能坐长荣航空或者中华航空，那当然他们也有很清楚知道我们的需求，或者该怎么样跟我们应对进退去说话。可是呢，尤其是像在中东的地区，它其实是汇集非常非常多的国家，它中间就是这就是一个很大的一个转输站。所以是像在阿联酋呢，航空公司里面呢，它可能一架飞机上面可能就有超过10个国籍的这样子的飞行乘务员。 然后呢，甚至他们整个公司呢，可能就是会有超过100个国籍之类的。那怎么样让这些不同的国籍的人，无论是同事之间，或者尤其是跟乘客之间，怎么样能够很顺利的沟通，不会引起一些误会呢？你们知道吗？沟通这件事情，就是人跟人之间沟通这件事情，有三个重要的要素嘛。第一个就是你怎么说话，你说的话的内容，还有你说的话的语气。然后第三个最重要的呢，55%重要性的呢，它就是什么？你的肢体语言。那这肢体语言呢，就包含了一些手的动作。 像刚刚Oki有提到，像这样子的一个动作，那在中东这个国家可能是说，like slower, right? Slower, 慢一点，或是等一下，等一下是这样子的意思。可是，在意大利 in Italy, it's like, what do you want? 你到底还要什么？你要干嘛之类的？然后像这个动作，大家都知道是什么意思 ，OK, 对不对？可是呢？ 这个在日本呢，可能就是钱钱的意思。那这个动作呢，一级棒，好棒棒，给你拍拍手。大部分的文化里面，可能会觉得这是一个很正向的、很 good， 但是 but in some culture,
especially in Iran,
尤其是在伊朗，大家猜猜看，这是什么意思呢？
You want them to answer or no?
Yeah, you can answer.
Okay, so it means it means the middle finger. Yeah.
大家有听过重点吗？这个在伊朗代表的是中间这一根指头，代表是比中指，所以是非常不礼貌的。所以你千万不要跟 So if you happen to do this, is it good?
Yeah.
To an Iran?
No.
That's
yes. Exactly. No.
You're
absolutely.
So
yeah. Yeah. So. Don't ever say, you know, you're flying to Iran, for example, and then, you know, Tehran flight, and you say to the passenger, like, is everything okay? Is your food good?
Then I think
so,
people will be,
be really, really upset.
Really
you will
upset,
not be
yeah.
happy.
对，你看，所以真的，我们就想说，你举一个大拇指不是很棒的意思吗？ 就连 emoji, even the emoji in everywhere is like good, right?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. 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 So just be mindful not to use that emoji if you're talking to a Persian. Yeah.
所以跟波斯人千万要注意，当我们在用那个 WhatsApp 的时候，千万不要用大拇指说赞，因为这代表是你跟他比中指。哇，OK，so so yeah, really, I think as you say, also the eye contact, right?
Yes.
Very important.
Mm-hmm.
所以包含呢，就是这些肢体语言啊，就像刚刚讲的，你说话你的表情是什么，然后呢，还有就是你的眼神的接触，这些都是很重要的。Is there any nations or culture that they don't want eye contact?
Yeah, not totally no eye contact. So in a lot of Asian countries, so for example, in Japan, for example,
yeah.
especially if you're communicating with someone older than you,
yeah.
you don't stare at them for a long time.
Right.
So you might glance, quickly, and then
like
you can see that they're always either they're looking on your, you know, yes. neck area, and then they're always bowing, yeah, as a sign of respect.
Yeah,
it's actually not being disrespectful, because in a lot of Western culture, and also in, you know, meaning Europe and in South America,
mm-hmm.
when you are conversing, communicating with someone
yeah.
as a sign of respect and being polite,
yeah.
you have to look at the person.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that means that you're engaged,
yes.
you're listening, and you nod, meaning yes.
Yes,
right. I heard you. I understand what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
But in a lot of Asian countries,
yeah.
that is very disrespectful. I remember my mom, like even my mom and dad, when they scold us, and then we stare at them like, oh, okay, so now
yeah,
you're not... You're so disrespectful because you're supposed to look exactly. down and then you know, like, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, so, that's so true.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. 所以你看哦，刚刚我觉得就是讲到眼神的接触这件事情呢，其实差别也是很大的。那在多数的这个欧洲或者西方的国家呢，其实这个眼神的接触呢是一个很重要的。你有没有讲话看着对方，无论的年纪，那这都是一种礼貌的表现。 可是呢，在某一些文化里面，像一些可能亚洲的文化，类似像日本好了，其实如果你是你的说话的对象是一个年长者，就他年纪比你大的，辈分比你高的时候呢，其实你不是不可以这样直愣愣的看着人家的，这样的代表是一种不礼貌。所以通常呢，就是会稍微这样子，会微微的低头，然后稍微看一下，然后再看。大部分你视线的那个角度呢，大概是到对方的可能是脖子或者下巴这个地方，这样子呢，其实是一种比较礼貌的方式。 那跟OK呢，他有讲到一个例子，就是小时候被妈妈骂的时候，那这个时候呢，你一定得低头，不可以看。如果你还直愣愣的看着那个在骂你的人呢，他说你想死啊，你是怎么样，你不怕我是不是？你是现在在跟我挑衅吗？所以这真的是一个非常非常大的文化差异。
Yeah, and same thing as well in this region.
Mm-hmm.
When you are talking to an opposite sex, sometimes, so I'm a female, so when I'm talking to men,
Yeah.
it's especially the wife is there
Oh, you
to
can ask me.
stare, yes, especially a conservative part, like for
Yeah.
example, in Saudi. So I'm a female,
Yeah.
I would rather speak to the wife,
Yes.
or like I might, you know, look
Yeah.
at the
Yeah.
husband, yeah, and then I'll
Yeah,
look with
right,
the wife,
okay.
yes, again, because of
Mm-hmm.
their culture, yeah.
这件事情呢，对有跟中东做生意的人来说特别重要，你一定要听。接下来你一定要听，就是如果你在中东，你面对的是一个阿拉伯文化的人呢，当你是在跟不同性别的人说话的时候，比如说像我是女生，对不对？如果我在跟一个阿拉伯的男性说话的时候，那他太太在旁边，通常呢，我也不可以一直看着他，即使是只有他开口，我可能看他一下，我主要看的对象。 应该要是他的太太，无论是谁在说话哦。那还有就是，像他们呢，基本上就不可以啊，在阿拉伯世界、阿拉伯文化里面的男性呢，他其实是不可以看女性的。So, I think the male in this Arab culture, they cannot stare at women
As well,
more
that's
than
correct.
3 seconds. 对，就是你可能就是刚好有人经过，或者你要跟谁说话，你也不能够直愣愣的看着这个阿拉伯的女性，就是不可以超过3秒钟，因为这样子其实是有侵犯的意味。Yeah, I think this is so important, especially when you are doing the business, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, you're
Yeah.
right. Yeah. So you come to this region, it's very important to learn, you know, the local culture.
Yeah, right.
How to do business here, because at the end of the day, you want to have a successful
Right.
business here, a successful
Exactly.
interaction. So why not learn it beforehand,
Yeah.
yeah, before coming here?
Yeah. 所以其实真的是在很多很多不同的区域，真的我们大家都要学习，因为我们毕竟到别人的家里面，那尊重当地的文化其实是一个非常重要的事情。因为大家都希望最后的结果是好的嘛，无论是你要来这边生活、旅游，或者是做生意，都希望呢大家可以最后很 happy ending. So we have to respect
Yeah.
others' culture.
Yes. And I also want to include, I know it's very popular in Asia as part of business PR or public relations. We normally invite our colleagues or someone that we're dealing business with out for dinner.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I've learned like in Japan actually, so they always take their guests
Yeah.
out for drinking.
Yes, right.
And they can actually gauge how they're going to deal business with this person,
Yeah.
how depending on how he handles his alcohol.
Right.
Yeah, because in the social setting, like in a restaurant, you feel more relaxed. So that's when you can actually see the real colors of your business partner, future business partner. Yeah. So we tend to invite them out in a lot of Asian culture. Same thing in Chinese, you know, we love to socialize.
Yes,
we always invite them out for dinner.
Yeah.
So if the opposite happens, so if someone from Asia comes to the Middle East, then they also have to learn, of course, they have to know that alcohol is not included in the menu.
Yeah,
they have to know what are the food that, you know, it should be halal and no pork, no alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah. So these things has to be considered. It shouldn't be asked from a from a business partner. It's like
do you want to
understood? Yes.
Yeah. So you can actually give us a very big reminder. That in many Asian cultures, including in Japan, I think 韩国、台湾、中国都是一样的。我们做生意呢，就是觉得说，哎，白天可能谈了一些正事之后，晚上你想要去请对方去吃饭。那在吃饭这样的场合，你们会比较轻松。那很多事情呢，也可能比较谈得成，或者是至少呢，可以拉近一些关系嘛。那这是我们很习惯的。但是我们去吃饭的时候啊，有时候你会要有些大人的世界会点一点酒啊，或是你可能会吃不同的菜肴，会有不同的肉类。哎，这个时候呢，如果你的对方呢，他是来自于阿拉伯世界的国家，或是他属于的宗教是穆斯林的时候呢，拜托大家一定要记得一点，问都不要问的第一件事情是没有酒精。好，那阿拉伯的国家的人呢，他们是不可以喝酒的。好，当然你说有没有少数人喝酒，少数人一定都会，但是呢那是特例，基本上呢他们是不可以喝酒的。还有一种肉不能吃，应该大家都知道是什么肉吧？对，没错，就是猪肉。好，哎，这边的猪肉不能吃呢，还不是只有说来炸排骨啊，还是什么，就很明显就是一块猪肉这样子。包含 because sometimes we could necklace is about the pork. Yeah, we don't order the pork.But especially in Taiwan, so many dishes, they could use the oil from the pork.
Yes, that's correct. Yes. So here, okay, they won't have any problem because all restaurants here are halal.
Yeah.
And of course, there's only a few restaurants that
serve pork.
Yes. But then again, for any Muslim who would go to Asia, where we love our pork.
We love our pork.
And that's why, you know, a lot of times they will always opt for a vegetarian meal or chicken.
Right.
Not even chicken, like vegetarian meal, because again, they're not sure. If even the oil.
I remember that this summer when we were in Turkey.And so in Taiwan, we kind of like the special of the oil or something, and we usually put in the noodles or something. And I never thought in my life that it is content from the pork, any part of the pork. I never thought of it. And then I was reminded, to be very, very careful. Because sometimes it's not that we don't want to be polite or we don't want to be
careful. You're just not aware.
Yeah, we are not aware. 你知道吗？就是像我们常常就是油苍，有没有？油苍这种东西，它可能在过程当中都会用到类似像炸猪油啊或者什么之类的。那这东西就是平常我可能并没有特意的去想。那我们很热情的想要招待客人啊，就没有想到却在无形当中呢犯了对方的大忌，因为这是他们的真的是从小出生的那一刻开始，他们就是很确切的是不能够吃猪肉的。那像这种肉怎么样处理肉，就是比如说一刀毙命然后放血啊什么什么之类，他们是有一个专门处理肉的过程。那这样子一种流程所准备出来的食物呢叫做清真食物，叫做 halal food。所以像穆斯林啊，他们到台湾或到其他任何国家，他们很难点餐，因为只能点素食，或是有鸡肉，或者是就是要专门到这种有清真认证的餐厅，他们才能够用餐。所以这也是跟大家提醒一下，你要跟阿拉伯世界的人，或者是跟这个穆斯林伊斯兰教文化的人做生意的时候，你要请他们吃饭可以，但是一定要注意。没有酒，还有呢没有猪，而且是整个流程当中呢他们的肉类呢都要用这个所谓的清真认证的食物。就连问都不要问。
So yeah, another thing, I know that we already went off track with our non-verbal communication. I also want to share about handshake.
Yeah,
because basically handshake is known to be the universal greeting. Greeting, or how, you know, when we seal the business, we shake hands. But then again, in different cultures, they don't necessarily shake hands as part of the greeting. Again, I'll go back to Asia, where instead of shaking hands, we bow.
Yes, we bow like this,
like this, or even just with a head.
Yeah.
Even in India, they bow. And us Asians, we're not really, we don't like touching and hugging.
Yeah,
compared to Western and in South America, where when they see their friends and their families, you know, they kiss. So even in other culture, they have three kisses.
Two, three, four.
Yeah. Again, we don't do that in Asia. So what will you do? As someone who haven't really traveled that much or doesn't know which is appropriate. So my advice is to wait. For that person, how they want to be greeted and reciprocate. So don't assume, like, you know, straight away you extend your hand. Wait for that person. If he or she extends her hand, then you do the same thing.
接下来呢，就是其实在国际礼仪当中呢，打招呼，那除了我们微笑或是用语言的方式打招呼之外呢，我们众所皆知的就是要握手嘛。那你要怎么握手，你要怎么样打招呼，其实这在各个文化又有很大的不同。有些国家呢就是啊会握手，有些国家是不握手，可能点点头啊，或者身体往前倾啊，那每个国家都有不同。So how about let's show everyone how if you go to a country or you go to a culture that they do shake hand and how to shake hand properly?
Yes. Okay. There's actually, they said 12 steps.
12 steps? 握个手还要12个步骤.
12 steps to a perfect handshake. So first is we always stand.
Oh, we stand.
We will shake hands.
好，我们正确的握手方式，我们来跟大家演绎一下。
Yes.
Make sure that
we always stand when we shake hands.
我们握手的时候一定要站起来，不可以坐。You cannot sit like this.
Yes.
Yeah?
Like, sit. No, you cannot. You cannot sit and be like, "Hi, I'm Orchids." No, that's a big no-no. You always stand. And if that person in front, you have something in between you, like what we have now, as they can see, we are on a table. And you're there, I'm here. And then I'll extend my hand. Again, that's a big no-no.
Too far.
Yes. No, there is nothing in between us when we're sharing hands. So what I will do, that I will have you to have turn around. Yes. And face you like this. Not too close, there should be a distance as well.
Explain. So, 第一个呢，就是握手的时候呢，通常你要站起来， we have to stand up, 我们要站起来握手。然后你不可以一个人坐着，然后一个人站着，或是两个人坐着这样子。然后第二个呢，就是如果你跟对方之间可能隔了一张桌子，可能隔了一个什么东西，这样子也是不可以的哦。你要走到对方跟对方站在同一个角度、同一边的时候呢，你才能够握手。Okay, 好，那我们现在来示范正确的握手方式。
Yes, and then the distance. You have to consider don't go too near. Again, respect the distance. Yes, around like 2 feet.
大概两个人握手之间呢，你要保持一个就是这样子一只手的距离吧。你不要太近，然后你也不要太远。
Yeah, 2 feet. I know we're too close.
Yeah,
because again, because you extend your hand and you also extend your hand, right? So that's why we're too close. so that's why, we have remain,
一人一只手，所以就两只手的距离，要不然这样伸出来的时候其实有点尴尬，就是握二头肌吗？
Yeah, and then when we shake hands, it's web-to-web connection. So this,
虎口对虎口，
has to touch.
好，虎口接触虎口，
That's it, and then should be firm. So it should be firm.
坚定有力，
Not limp, so we call it the limpy fish.
然后不要这样子，这样子好像你在游泳。
Or not like this.
是公主。
Maybe call it the king.
Like a princess.
The queen, Or the politician, where we...
Oh my god, number one, number one.
So only One hand, but we always use the right hand.
Ah, 用你的右手，千万不要用左手。
We don't shake hands with the left.
Oh, if you're Indian.
Yes, no. We always shake with the right hand. Yeah. And then web to web. Firm.
Firm.
And two palms.
Ah, and two palms.
Yes.
所以呢，永远, yeah. Use your right hand, 用你的右手。 虎口对虎口，然后呢，握的要很坚定有力，但是不要过紧，也不要太松。然后两下
yeah.
，two times， 两下。And
always with a smile.
然后呢，一定要微笑的看着对方。
And when we're greeting someone, we always say a phrase like "Lovely to meet you." It's nice to meet you. Yeah.
然后你在跟人家握手的时候呢，你一定是会看着对方，然后那样微笑。 然后这个时候呢，我们一定会说一句话，说，哎，很高兴认识你，或是你好，或是呢，讲英文或讲中文的都可以， Nice to meet you, something like this, just to show the friendly, right? Show like
yes,
you are friendly,
absolutely, yeah.
You want to communicate something
yes,
like this.
Yeah, and don't forget to let go.
不要握太紧，然后太紧，放开，好吗？
Okay, I don't want to be holding hands with you. Because some people like, is everything okay? How's your mom?
Yeah.
And your dad? Oh, good. And you're like, let me go.
Yeah. And then also before I saw the like video short from the Trump, I held Trump by holding
yeah.
hands. 所以我之前看过那个川普他握手。 他就是非常强势的，他会这样子把人家拉到自己那边的，yeah，the pulling like he wants to dominate other people， 这样子，其实这样都还蛮不礼貌，不是还蛮是很不礼貌。Yes，so
this is how we shake hands properly。Yeah，所以没有想到吧，就是一个握手，我们都可以讲的这么详细。
所以大家呢，下次握手不要在那边起过身来的哦，哎，那个太远了，拍谁哈，握不到哦，没有办法，这样就很不礼貌这样子。所以其实希望大家呢，其实都可以在很早的时候就学会到这些很基本、很基本的礼仪，especially even for the kids.
Yes.
In Taiwan, the kids they don't shake hands. They're like, oh yo, hello, hello, you know, like this, hello. But actually, I think I'm not sure like. Every country might be different, but in general, in Europe, the kids, they have to learn how to shake hands.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think it's a great way. It's a great start as a parent to teach your kids as early as now how to shake hands properly.
Yeah.
Because when they grow old, it becomes a habit.
Yes, right.
Yeah, you don't need to wait for your child to grow up and that's when they practice how to shake hands because skills like this are not taught in school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
So as a parent, I think it's important to teach your kids how to shake hands properly. You can actually give them feedback straight away, you know, like encourage them, not just to say, hi, uncle, hi, auntie.
Yeah.
I know in the Philippines, our culture is we bless. We call it bless. So if our kids meet their aunties, their uncles, grandma, so we say bless, so we go like this.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's our culture. Again, paying respect.
Yeah.
My kids, because they are multiracial, when we go home to the Philippines or meet my friends here are very traditional, I encourage them to do the bless.
Yes.
But the rest of my friends, the rest of my friends, when I bring my kids along with me, I always encourage, especially my eldest because she's 10 now, to always shake hands.
Yeah.
Right. So I always remind her like, how do we greet someone? And I'm like, oh, yeah. So now she remembers.
You know, there's a new kind of a trending telling that you should not force your kids to greeting to others. You should wait. You should give your kids space.
No, I would disagree with that.
Mm-hmm.
As a parent, I believe that us being a reinforcement to reinforce learning is very, very important.
Yeah.
I think kids, especially someone, you know, like in their teenage years or even less than 10 years old, they don't have that capacity to make, you know, this decision or to know what is you know, acceptable or not, what is the norm, what is being practiced as being polite. They don't know that.
Yeah.
So that's why the way we teach them is like spoon feeding them.
Yeah.
That's why how we teach children in elementary school and in high school is different. The way we teach university students or even MBA courses, it's different because you have to cater your teaching to their age. And I believe at a young age, as a parent, you know, we have to reinforce these teachings.
Yes,
we have
right.
to remind them, not like, oh, let them
yeah.
take their time.
Yeah,
I'm not
no.
a great believer.
Yeah, I agree with you. 其实我们在这几年常常会听到人家说，不要逼你的孩子跟那些什么叔叔阿姨啊打招呼啊，你要给他们点空间嘛，你要让他们自己慢慢的培养这种自信力。我觉得 yes and no， 就是如果他还很小的时候，也许你可以提醒他，告诉他，教导他说这样子是一个正确的方式。那也许他本身比较害羞，他需要一点时间，我觉得是 OK， 我们可以给孩子们时间。可是就像 Orky 刚刚讲到的，他们在十岁之前其实是没有自己能力去分辨说什么东西叫做有礼貌，什么东西叫做没有礼貌。那这些东西其实它就是一个社会的规范，那这个社会的规范呢，其实就最开始就是要从我们的家庭教育做起，你的长辈、你的家长、爸爸妈妈们应该要很清楚让孩子们知道说什么东西是一个有礼貌的行为，什么规则我们应该要遵循，毕竟我们就是活在这世界当中，要不然难道要去当山顶洞人吗？对不对？所以呢，我觉得这是一个很重要的事情。那当然，这个拿捏就是看每个家庭，但是这个学习是很重要，尤其是当孩子越小的时候，你开始教他去学习，让他们从小就知道说，哦，这样子应该要这样做，就慢慢他就是变成了一种习惯。那像 Orky 的家庭是 like multicultural， it's the same as me， 我们也都是来自于不同文化的，所以当我们回到台湾的时候，或者当他回到菲律宾的时候，我们会用这样子在当地的方式去过生活。比如说在菲律宾，年幼者遇到年长者，他们可能会拉住年长者的手，然后帮他们在额头上面碰一下，做一个祈福。像这样子的一个动作，可能不只是在菲律宾 ，I think in Indonesia they also do the blessing、
yeah.
and even in Arabic
in
culture
in
India,
yes,
yeah, 对，在印度啊，甚至于在我知道在叙利亚的文化里面呢，都会有像这样子祈福的动作，就是一个比较辈分比较低的，然后对于这个年长者这样子的一种礼节。那当然这件事情不会在台湾可能比较不会这样，可是我们在台湾，我们可能会看到阿公阿妈说阿公阿妈好，打招呼这样子，我觉得在不同的地方，你会做出相对应不同的行为，其实这个就是礼仪，这就是 etiquette。
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in my workshop, I always remind my students, whoever comes to your house, so whatever you're doing, you might be watching TV or sitting in the living room or whatever you're doing, whenever you see someone, it's very important to stand up. Stand up. I remember in the olden days when I was growing up, you know, it's my parents would really tell me, or kids, like, you know, we have visitors, we always stand up. I think it's very popular in Asian culture, we stand up. But now I realize that a lot of kids, they're so, you know, casual, just like, hey, like, hi.
Yeah, they were just like, and
you
know, even someone don't even look at you.
Yes, and then they're busy with their phone, doing TikTok or in their iPad. You know, and I can see that some parents are, you know, allowing it. And just say, oh yeah, busy TikToking, oh yeah.
No, teenagers.
We should stop that. And, you know, we have to be really strict with this. I believe so.
Yeah.
Because we are the one that who will reinforce this rule.
Right.
Because if, you know, they keep doing it, then again, as I've said before, it will become a habit. It will be ingrained in their brain. Right. Whenever we have guests.
Yes. Yeah,
it's a sign of respect. I have to stand up. Yeah, and then
yes, right. 然后现在来问大家一个问题，回想一下，当你们家有客人来的时候，你们家的小孩子会不会站起来跟人家打招呼？其实这是一个很重要的，也算是一个非常细节的礼仪。就是我记得我以前小时候 ，even in my childhood, I think I have to somehow. I don't remember if anyone told me to do so or not, but I know that I have to greet.
Yes,
I know I have to do this. Yeah, I have to say hi, uncle, hi, auntie, or something. Yeah,
yeah.
I think we need to do that. But nowadays, 像现在，其实有很多人，很多的家长就会觉得说，哎，有人进来了，没关系啊，就是孩子就坐在沙发上面，然后可能玩手机或者写功课，就是无论如何，好像是他正在做某件事情，然后我们就不应该让他中断。其实这是不对的，就是他可以有他的世界，但是。就是我们跟人之间的互动还是需要教的，还是要让他知道，就是说你要站起来打个招呼之后，也许你可以再回去做你的事情，这是 OK 的。 但是你一定要去 aware, you have to aware of this.
I actually want to share a story with you from a parent. And she told me that her husband was actually very, very upset with their son's friend because their son actually asked the father, "Dad, can we pick up my my friend in Mall of Emirates? Because their driver cannot pick her up."
Yeah.
So of course it's on the way home. So the dad agreed, right? So tell your friend we're on our way to pick her up.
Yeah.
And then the friend just went inside the back door, like, "Hey," and did not even say hi. "Hi, Mr. Smith." Like, "Oh, thank you so much." Nothing.
Yeah.
Just went to the back seat and started chatting with their son.
Yeah.
So the husband was so upset
yeah,
that when he got home, he reprimanded his son that your friend
is not welcome.
So rude. So disrespectful. We went all the way there to pick her up and did not even say hi or thank you.
Yeah.
And then the son said, "Dad, I'm sorry, because she comes from a rich family. She's
so
happy driver." But the father was like, "It doesn't matter."
Yeah.
You know, that's a sign of disrespect.
Yeah.
So then again, who are we going to blame here?
Yeah.
So now I'm going to go back to you as a mother.
Yes.
Is it just the kid? I'm sure no. There is something, you know, to do with how the kid was disciplined at home. Yeah. So that's why I strongly believe in you know, reinforcing this old and tested manners and etiquette that how we were raised before.
Yeah.
It should be there. Yeah.
刚刚 Rocky 跟我们举了一个例子哦，他有朋友。然后朋友就是爸爸开车嘛，然后呢他的小朋友呢就说，哎，爸爸，那个我同学他现在刚好他们家司机或者谁没办法接他，我们可不可以顺路去接他一下？我跟你说，这世界上没有顺路这件事情啊，爸爸妈妈开车都不顺路，知道吗？所以呢，是我们愿意去做这件事情的时候，好，那他去接那个小孩，就没有想到小孩一开车门上车呢，就完全没有跟大人打招呼，就感觉就是他是叫 Uber 司机嘛，然后一上车之后呢，就是直接跟同学就是聊天讲话。但我这边想要讲的，就算你是就是打就是叫 call taxi 叫 Uber 司机，你上车无论对方是谁，你都要跟人家 hello 打个招呼，因为你已经进到了人家的空间了，这本来一个基本的礼貌就是要做到。好，结果呢，这个小孩呢没有跟自己同学的爸爸打招呼，连说 hello 说谢谢都没有，然后就自顾自的两个小朋友就在那边聊天。回到家之后，爸爸就超生气，就说，哎，你同学怎么可以这么没有礼貌。然后就说，啊，还那个爸爸那个他们家就很有钱啊，然后怎样，这跟有没有钱一点关系都没有，这就是一个品格教育。品格教育听起来好像很老套，但是这真的很重要。如果从小没有这个习惯，教育跟礼貌 ，I think this kind of education and this kind of manner and etiquette, it doesn't comes from one day or overnight that you can learn.
Absolutely.
No.
No. That's why, like, it's a habit. Again, what I say to parents when they come and enroll their kids to my workshop, that practice at home is really encouraged. I sent up a message because my etiquette workshop is not like an overnight success.
Yes.
I will teach them, I will give them all the knowledge, the skills that they have to practice.
Mm-hmm.
And when they get home, they have to practice this.
Yeah.
So of course the parents, I send them everything every single day for my 3-day workshop, or even before when I was doing a 5-week workshop, I basically send them every after the session of the topics that we have discussed and what they need to focus on to practice for that week. And then when they come back, I'll practice again. For if it's a 3-day workshop, I'll tell them day one, so this is what we have discussed so far, and I will give a specific feedback for that particular kid, so that the parents can reinforce that at home. For example, there's a lot of kids when I practice them with
handshake,
they don't look at me in the eye. Or sometimes sometimes they go just like this, like, hi. And then you're like this. I'm like, so I said, how are you? So I said, remember eye contact, so don't eat my eyes.
Yeah.
So again, it takes practice. And then the kid, you know what, kids are fast learner, but of course it's not an overnight success.
Yeah.
You need to reinforce, and encourage your kids when you have guests at home or meeting a friend. Let them shake hands. That's the best time for them to practice.
Exactly. 因为像 Orky 呢，他其实在杜拜这边呢，他就有开这儿童的礼仪工作坊，所以他每次呢，孩子来学习了之后呢，他也会就是 feedback 给家长，让家长知道说他最哎今天呢，孩子在这边学了什么东西。最重要的是什么？练习。如果你都没有跟他练习，反正就这个小时哦，就是有礼貌的好宝宝，然后回到家之后呢，全部都忘光光，那这一点意义都没有。因为这些东西，他就是应该要存，一直把它放在我们的基因里面，一直不断在日常生活当中呢去做这样子的练习，久而久之它就会变成是一个非常好的习惯。 So I think at last I want to emphasize again about like why again like why it is so important especially for the young kids. Young here I mean about like from 10 years old, right? Like even from 6, right?
Yes.
6, 8, 10, 12 and teenagers. Why this is important? Why cannot we learn just after?
Yeah. I strongly believe that it's very important for children to learn etiquette and also good manners at a very young age, because this will allow kids to be more understanding.
Yeah.
They can empathize.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they will grow up more confident.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and well-mannered. And if you teach your kids good manners, actually, we are avoiding bullying at school. Because already you are teaching your kids to be nice, to be polite, to be considerate of other people.
Yeah.
So these are the values that would actually prevent bullying from happening.
Yeah.
Because if you're already a polite kid, you're well-mannered, you understand. You know, like, oh, that's actually bad. Why am I doing this? Because we, you know, having good manners, you know, you try to have everyone around you feel comfortable.
Yeah.
If you see that your other friend is shy,
yeah.
let them come join us for play. Would you like to? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think it's very, very important from a very young age, start your kid with the right foundation, with the right values that will help them when they grow up. Not just they are confident, because now they can speak in front with confidence.
Right.
When you take them to a wedding or to a fine dining restaurant,
when
they learn about this finding, they know exactly how to eat properly.
Yeah.
So now, because they're so confident which cutlery to use, now they can talk to you. They can converse. Yes, auntie, yes.
Yeah,
because they don't have to think, oh no, which one I should use.
Or I got ashamed, embarrassed, or something like this.
They will grow up confident, well-mannered, polite, respectful. So all of the above, all of these beautiful traits that we always wanted, what we dreamed of, you know, as a parent, these are the traits that we want to see to our children.
Yeah.
So that's why it's important. For me, it's actually a no-brainer. It's not a question of, should I? I think it's just too early to learn this skill.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
The younger, the better. So I think 6 years old, 6 years old would be the best time to send them to an etiquette workshop if it talks about well, dining etiquette.
I think I will send my daughter first and my son.所以最后做一个总结，我觉得就是在听到那个 Orky 的答案之前，大家也可以思考一下，为什么我觉得，或者为什么你觉得，孩子应该要在一个年纪很小的时候就开始去学习这个礼仪，它到底有什么重要性？它能够给孩子带来什么，什么样子的价值呢？学习礼仪其实很重要的就是一点是，让他可以知道在什么时间点该做什么事情。当你很舒适、很坦然、很自在的时候，你是不是自然就会有自信？所以从小就开始，当他知道什么时候该做什么的时候，这份自信他就是慢慢培养的。那你在培养自信的同时，也因为你知道怎么样跟别人打招呼，你知道怎么样跨出那个第一步，所以其实你在过程当中你已经产生了更多的同理心，你能够更去理解说，哦，现在在一个同样的一个场合之下，哎，也许他看到一些小朋友，哎，比较不敢说话，或是一个人在那边，因为他有自信，所以他会主动的去伸出他的手说，嘿，哈喽，你今天来这边吗？那我是谁？或是，哎，你来我家。 那我可以主动的欢迎你。那它变成是一个，更加能够在一个环境里面成为一个主动者的角色。那也因为这样，他更有同理心，他更关心周遭的人，他有礼貌，让别人跟他的相处很舒服的时候，自然而然可以挡掉很多不必要的一些霸凌的状况。霸凌的时候，就是很多霸凌者去霸凌没有自信心的人，或是很多霸凌者会去霸凌被孤立的人。但是如果今天我们的孩子是一个有自信人的时候，他比较不容易成为被孤立的人，也比较不容易成为躲在角落那个人，那他是不是就比较不容易被霸凌了？当然，这不是所谓的绝对，霸凌这种事情没有一个绝对，但是我们讲的是一个比例的问题。那所以呢，这其实孩子如果能够从越小开始，就是家长能够有意识的，也许你可以去上工作坊，其实很多东西其实不一定一定要上课，但是是从我们自己家长平常怎么样教导我们孩子的应对进退。我们在公司的时候，我们就知道该见什么人该说什么话啊。那为什么在家里的时候没有呢？I think I'm just trying to remind that when we go to when we are working in a company, when we are talking to our customer, we know how to behave.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so it's exactly the same that we should teach our kids this kind of the ability. And it's actually, of course, it's nice we can be a kind person. And just to say very practical way that yes, it actually helps your kids to survive, not only survive, to have a better life.
So there's a famous saying that says you can have, all the money in the world, but you cannot buy class. You can buy
哦
everything.
yeah, 对，就是你再有钱，你也许可以买到很多很多的那个物质上面的东西，可是你是买不到所谓的阶层。那在这边的阶层呢，它有时候其实不是只是说真正的钱啊，或者什么样的阶层，而是指的是一种教养的程度在哪里。你这个人，我们都很欣赏有气质、有教养的人，我们都会觉得说，哎，这样子的人是跟他交往，或者看到他是很舒服的，那我们也应该成为那样子的人。我们也应该让我们的孩子跟我们一起朝着那个方向努力。So yeah, great. Thank you so much today. I think
Thank you so much for having me
yeah,
here.
there's so much to talk about etiquette. I think it's so important, and hope in the near future we will have a chance to talk again. And
Absolutely.
even that we could have some workshop online or offline, that would be great.
That would be great. Yes. I can talk for hours
Yeah,
about
I
these
believe
subjects.
so. Yeah. 对，所以今天呢，也不知道大家呢，就是对于所谓的礼仪 etiquette 这个概念呢，有没有更清楚？或者你有没有兴趣呢？也欢迎大家留言给我们哦。那我们今天的直播呢，就到这边喽。五岁都要懂得国际，那我们下次见喽，拜拜。